With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military says thousands of soldiers are being shifted out of the Gaza Strip. It's the first significant drawdown of troops since the war began, but forces continue to bear down on other parts of the territory, especially the south. Israel has been under pressure from its chief ally, the United States, to begin to switch to lower intensity fighting. British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps says the UK's military is ready to take decisive action against Iran-backed rebels in the Red Sea.
Houthi rebels have been attacking shipping in the Red Sea since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Mr. Shapps said that what was happening was a test for the international community. He warned that a failure to protect the route, which is heavily used for trade, would embolden those looking to threaten elsewhere. In what appears to be a warning shot, he said the Houthis should be under no misunderstanding. The UK was committed to holding malign actors accountable for unlawful seizures and attacks.
The BBC's Helen Catt. Also at SRNnews.com, a tsunami threat has been downgraded in central Japan following a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Here's a Japanese government spokesman speaking through an interpreter.
I humbly ask that all citizens be cautious of the risk of further earthquakes and request that everyone living in the area where powerful tremors took place pay close attention to the local authorities' evacuation orders, as well as information on television, radio, and online.
Audio courtesy of the BBC. It's still not clear on injuries that may have occurred during the quake. There was some damage. Although the tsunami warning was downgraded, there was still a threat that waters could reach up to 10 feet. This is SRN News. A United Nations official concerned about transgenderism in the U.S.
Reem Al-Salam is a U.N. expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, the proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians across the country remembering American Family Association founder Don Waldman, who passed away last week at the age of 85. Waldman started the AFA, first known as the National Federation for Decency, in 1977 when working as a pastor in the United Methodist Church. In 1991, he launched the American Family Radio. This is SRN News. A violent carjacking in Nevada.
Authorities say a man who fatally shot his mother 2 days after Christmas and set off a high-speed chase in Las Vegas has now been shot and killed by officers. Police say 36-year-old Justin Davidson was heavily armed and had stolen a police cruiser and carjacked several bystanders at gunpoint during the chase. A police official says they found evidence suggesting the suspect may very well have been planning a much larger attack. Jason Walker reporting.
A driver fleeing in Manhattan sped onto a sidewalk and injured seven pedestrians, including a woman who was pinned under a food truck struck by the speeding sedan. The vehicle's driver and a police officer also taken to the hospital after that very early morning crash. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.